Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note, thank you, Ans van Rensburg, for joining me. He is the clinic manager at Dis-Chem. How are you, Ans, today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am just fine. Today, like I said, we are talking about the mom wine culture. And I think one of the big reasons why moms often start drinking a glass of wine at the end of the day is very much about coping with the stresses of motherhood. And I know, luckily for a fact, that obviously you guys at Dis-Chem Baby City, the wellness clinics, really help with that.
Yes, absolutely. And we often find that a lot of the reasons why parents are so overstressed and extremely tired when they, you know, when we see them and when we consult with them, is they view on social media what other parents do with their children, and everything that you see on social media is this absolute perfection. And I think that a lot of parents are very scared to acknowledge that they are having a hard time, whether that hard time that they are having is due to financial constraints, whether it is due to just parenting being hard. They find it difficult to acknowledge that they are struggling, and they try to hide those feelings. And one of the reasons that they do that is to start having one glass of wine, then two glasses, then three. It starts getting more and more and more over time. But one of the ways that we try to stop that is to, or to help with that, is to identify what are these things that parents are struggling with, and then to help with that. So often it can be something as mundane as a child not sleeping well, or a parent not getting enough sleep due to a child not sleeping well. And then it just spirals out of control from there. So we firmly believe that if you're able to acknowledge your feelings, and we can help you with it, and then you can identify the things that are stressing you. And if it's something that we can provide advice on or guidance, we can treat the broader issues and ultimately then help with stopping the wine culture.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you've nailed it on the head, and me and Janet were also talking about it earlier, is that I feel like, especially in South Africa, we've normalized drinking so much. It's odd for people when they don't drink sometimes, and which is not necessarily the right way to go about things. But I love the fact that for me, I've said this many times to you before, and for me, the clinic sister for me was my psychologist, my sleep consultant, my therapist. She was like my pediatrician. She was everything in one. And I think that is a testament to the people that you guys have at these clinics as well, is because it is qualified people to know how to deal with that. Is it something specific that you teach, like empathy or what, Ed?
we try to, well, when we interview our nurses, one of the really important things is that they really are able to empathize and to work with patients. Most of our nurses are parents themselves. So I really think it's that ability to empathize as well as sympathize with parents that are just not having it easy or going through something in their lives that are making it a little bit more difficult than it would normally be. So that's something we really try to focus on. And one thing I always say is that if you are able to acknowledge when you are going through something, or if you are able to speak out and say what is making you uncomfortable, the more comfortable you feel, the more comfortable your baby will be. And we are there for you to get that guidance and to get that, just that sound voice that you are actually doing a great job as a parent. So a parent is really welcome to visit one of our clinics, and our nurses will guide you through this tough time.
Yeah. So the Dis-Chem Baby clinics, it's at Dis-Chems, but also at Baby Cities.
Absolutely, yes. All of our Dis-Chem clinics, Dis-Chem pharmacies rather, have clinics. And then most of our Baby City stores also have clinics inside.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ans, for joining me again. I look forward to chatting to you next week.
Thank you, Lundy. Have a good week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.